To tell us more about that is a woman who knows quite a lot about style, none other than Christine Murphy. Christine, welcome in.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Christine, it has been on my bucket list to meet you for the longest time because you are the creative mind and visionary behind Urban Aran. Give me a two-line synopsis on what Urban Aran is, if it's possible.
Urban Aran is a natural knitwear inspired by street art, in particular Waterford Walls here. And it's we make everything in Ireland, which we're really proud of. And we curate colour. So we select colour very careful that suits women's skin tones. So it's fun and clever design.
And you're stocked pretty much nationwide, I think we're safe to say, in very select places. And your list is ever growing. You're going from strength to strength. And it's genuinely a joy to watch, Christine, because your pieces bring joy. They are a real splash of colour. They're cosy. They're familiar. They're pieces you will have and pass on to family members. It's absolutely stunning. With that in mind, you are one of the judges on Saturday's style evening at the Racing Festival in Tramore, and I am dying to ask you the question, what should people wear, Christine?
Oh, listen, how could I refuse? It's going to be great fun on Saturday, and I think, you know, pulling out things that have been in your wardrobe for a long time and being a little bit creative and innovative rather than rushing off to the shops and buying new pieces. So looking for something, I would be looking for something a little bit different, and or just women and men expressing their creative selves. So think a little bit outside the box. Think what's in your wardrobe already. Mix and match it. Bring some colour. And
I feel like there's a hint there. Bring some colour.
Yeah, that's the key hint.
Christine, when we say look in our wardrobes, I think that's something some of us find daunting, because when you say, Dimphany, you're going to an event next Monday, the first thing I think is, okay, I'll buy a dress. And I'm a divil for buying a new dress. I rarely go back into my wardrobe and say, let's do something with this. I mean, should people be getting a needle and thread out and changing things up and being brave? Should they be putting a belt on with a dress they haven't before, mix and match it with a different pair of shoes? What should they be doing?
Do you know, one thing we're not great at is swapping clothes with our friends. Yep. You know, there's a bunch of my pals and I admire things in their wardrobe and I'd love to get my hands on them. But, you know, we're nervous to ask. But I think it's if you're having a glass of wine at the weekends, like, pull out clothes with your friends and mix and match. You know, there's amazing the things that you find. And sometimes we buy a lot of dresses and they sit in the wardrobe unworn. And, of course, it would be wonderful to be able to cut them up and get on the sewing machine. But not all of us have the time to do that. But, yes, that would be the ideal.
But you are a dab hand at everything like this, and that wasn't always your journey, Christine. I mean, you are the woman behind Urban Aran, and I only came across you actually last year in earnest when I was doing an event over in GIY, the Gloss Awards actually, and I came across somebody and she said, you know, I'm doing a lot of work here with Urban Aran. And I said, oh, and I looked at the Instagram page and I nearly fell off the chair. Absolutely stunning. You weren't always involved in this line of work.
No, I had a corporate career beforehand in hospitality, and, you know, I worked in hotels and senior management roles, and it was a very, very different life. Brilliant, though, because it sets you up, you know, multi-skilled. I think coming into kind of a fashion world, sometimes I see graduates and they wouldn't necessarily have the business skills coming out of college. So that is really helpful to have that. And that's really stood to me, where what I had to catch up on was the basics of sewing and mastering knitting and, you know, learning how to knit the cable and all this kind of thing. So that's been a bit tougher for me, actually. So making clothes was something I needed to master, and I'm still not brilliant at it, but, you know, just to understand how to guide your manufacturing team, that's really important.
And it's very hard, we all know, as a startup business that's beginning from the ground up. It's very hard to do it. I won't say you're on your own, because I'm sure you have a team working with you. But initially, that idea was yours, Christine, and you had to believe in it enough to drive it forward.
Yeah, it's a lonely place. You know, I came from a big environment of, you know, meeting with colleagues every day to sitting in a studio in isolation. And at times you question yourself, but signing up to a lot of courses online and Zoom, or getting out and, you know, networking events like Network Waterford, and that's so important, because when you're having that moment of doubt, somebody will just bring you on and say, come on now, get yourself up and out, and you do that, and all of a sudden you meet somebody else and you get a new idea and you help other small micro businesses. That's critical to the success of your own business.
So is there any way we can sway you now by turning up on Saturday wearing some of your pieces? Are we allowed to influence you in such a manner? Could I sort of jazz up a dress with one of your pieces? Will that work?
You can try. See where it gets us.
Christine Murphy, you will be there on the day for Style Evening down in Tramore Racecourse on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 17th of August.
Keep an eye out for Dimsa. Yeah.
Keep an eye. I'll be the brightest one there. It promises to be a really, really, really brilliant evening. Good luck, because it won't be an easy job.
Oh, I can't wait. It'll be great. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Christine.
Have fun, Christine.